Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay.
I would like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this December 29th, 2011 to order. First order of business is agenda requests review.
Basically, sir, the only thing that I see that she has is there's going to be road vacates on Tuesday, which is going to be January 3rd.
Do you have a numbered list of those? Because there has been some in the past that we have.
Only one I know of is Powell Road, which is our attorney's finalizing or correcting something done from the previous
two quarters ago. This is done quarterly, and 2 quarters ago we had one that was going to be brought in the first of the year. A gentleman come in and didn't have an attorney with him, and we asked that he get an attorney to help in the preparation of it, and I can't remember.
Actually, gentlemen, there is a list.
There is a list?
Yes, there
okay.
are.
The reason I said that is because sometimes they read through those.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any questions, there is a time frame that it takes to get each one of those done. So, as the adjustment is made on the scheduling,
We have it scheduled for 9 o'clock,
yes,
just after 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Cotty has already reviewed those. He did send an email.
Absolutely.
Regarding
those are ours, but I'm talking about the other individuals that come in.
Right. Everything's been reviewed.
Okay.
And then other than that, I mean, that's basically it. I see that at 1 o'clock there's already executive session for legal counsel.
Based off our day, we may want to move that. We've got really nothing scheduled after the 9:30. Why don't you try to move the legal up?
Pat's not going to be here. Frank has got it scheduled for us at 1 o'clock today.
So we may not need it.
He's going to be here. Well, we're going to have...
We'll talk to Frank. We may not even do it.
Oh, you're talking about Monday.
I'm talking about
next Tuesday. We have nothing after 9:30. Why don't you move the executive session? It's 9:30, because that way, if we need legal counsel on the vacates, like Danny was talking about, they'll be here.
Right, and I do know that Mr. Klatsky is going to be here
on Thursday
at 9 a.m. on next Tuesday for the vacates.
All right.
Well, then let's just have it right after 9:30.
Okay. Yeah.
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 That's
while he's
use.
Here, and
yes, sir.
We're paying him.
He'll be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just move it forward.
And those are the only things that I have.
Perfect. What's next, sir?
Next order of business is intergovernmental agreements regarding housing of inmates.
These are just a continuation of the same agreements we've had with other entities. So I'm going to move that we accept or enter into an intergovernmental agreement with Housing of Inmates for Merriam Woods, Reed Springs, and Douglas County.
I'm going to second the motion. I do have a question on that one.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve intergovernmental agreements by and between Taney County, Reed Springs, Merriam Woods, and Douglas County. Discussion.
My discussion on that is, do we have intergovernmental agreements with cities or villages outside of the county?
Well, Greene County.
Greene County.
Cities.
I'm talking about, we don't have one with Springfield, we don't have one with any, and when you say Reed Spring, it kind of throws a red flag up to me that there's something there that there's...
What council did was take a look at whose prisoners we had housed, and felt that since in the past we had housed prisoners from Reed Spring, that in fact, if we were going to do that, we needed to have an agreement in place with them. That's what that's there for.
Okay. Jimmy just was, the sheriff was just here and said that he never had housed anybody from Reed Springs.
Well, we have copies.
Okay. I'm ready to go with it.
Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
You did. They didn't add the profit.
Good. Christy, do you want to come up so we'll be ready? Court orders and abatements.
Hey guys, I did receive this, Christy. Is there anything else that you've got besides the ones submitted here?
It's right there, it's 1056.
So they have it?
Yep, it's right there. I think we can see that.
Is everything contained within this sheet?
Mm-hmm.
Let's title this Exhibit A.
Go ahead, Danny.
Is everything that you have on here, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory on each one of them. If there's anything that's other than that that we need to know, I'm ready to make a motion for approval.
I don't think we need to remove classic sports cars, guys. It's a bankruptcy, but that's handled, I don't think that's handled through the abatement process. And evidently, one of my people has written this. And it's no issue because we can do it after the first if it's going to zero. But I don't believe a bankruptcy is handled in that process, in that way. So I believe the bottom one needs to be someone in my office has written that unknowingly.
All right, then I'll move to approve Exhibit A, with the exception of BOE number 2012-1053.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve Exhibit A, with the exception of 201-21053. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Newspaper services bids.
Yep.
Thank you, Christy. Thank you, James.
I've given them the exhibit.
You've already passed that on?
Passed it on.
Thank you. Mr. Erickson.
Morning, gentlemen.
Mr. Erickson, before you begin, I want to call to attention to the County Commission something that has been shared with us regarding bid number 201106-134, which is newspaper bids. When we let these bids in June of 2011, we stated on the bid sheet itself, length of bid. Bid shall be good for 1 year from date of award. We have asked for bids because at the time that we let the motion through the end of the year, so that we in fact could begin the year and have a full year's service from January 1 through December 31st. What, in fact, I don't believe any of the three of us knew at the time was that this was contained within our specs that went out, or at least I didn't.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't either.
And it doesn't say may, again, and I apologize for being redundant. It says shall. I think that we should take that into consideration, that we should, in fact, when we relet for bids, if, in fact, we want to bid through the end of the year, that needs to be in the bid sheet notice that goes out. And if we want to do it in the middle of the year, perhaps we should consider doing it for the following 18 months.
Right.
So in other words, if it comes up in June of 2012, we should potentially or possibly let bids for remainder of 2012 and 2013, which would be an 18-month period. And then from that point forward, an annual basis based upon the calendar year. That's my thinking. You gentlemen can chime in any which way you choose.
That's my thinking also, is that since we did, even though our motion may have been contrary to what the bid specs is what the bidders submitted their bids based on. And so based off that, I would like to not open these bids and let the existing bid go for the 12 months per the bid specs that were awarded, and then go out for the next till the end of December 13, sometime in June, just do a new bid for that and just reject all these bids and not change anything. That's what I'd like to do.
Ron, let me see that, how we made her.
I don't have the motion, but Mr. Erickson has a packet of the bid itself, and he has everything down there. Can you find the motion within your packet of information there for Dan to look at that was made back in June? Do you have that?
I had just notes.
Oh.
Yeah, I have the notes here. Minutes of the meeting.
I have no problem doing
that.
No,
I have June, I have May's notes.
The reason I say that is I would like to look at the motion because there may have been some language in there. This is quite clear that the bid spec was sent out for 1 year. I apparently didn't know that when we made the motion. So
I can tell you the motion was made and seconded. It was approved unanimously. All three of us voted for it to award the bid for December 31.
Just hold on with
that. I'm
of 2011.
And I have no doubt about that. I just thought there might have been.
She's checking the motion. But see, the motion really is contrary to the bid spec. Yeah. My statement is. So.
Yeah.
So I'm going to move that we reject all bids for bid number 201112-161.
I'll second the motion according to what we have in the notes.
Motion is made and seconded to reject bid number two bids concerning bid number 201112-161. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Mr. Erickson, would you return those bids unopened to both papers with the letter of explanation?
Certainly.
And if you need any comments, I'll be glad to.
Can we make an official note in the record as to when this current bid number 134 will expire? I mean, are we going to spend June the 20th or? I mean, moving forward, the specs that I put in the bids as I designed them will include a definite, absolute, and here, probably a contract.
So it'll be 6/19/2012.
Okay. I'll let the elected officials know, because that's how this was brought to my attention. Right. They were concerned that it was going to expire.
Lynn, add a note to that motion, please, that this will expire on 6/19/2012.
That's 1 year.
Then when we rebid, I'd like to do it through
the end of 2013, December 31st.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. And I apologize to those members of the press that are here for putting you through this. Appreciate you for bearing with us. Next order of business is...
Thank you.
Thank you. Approval of payroll. Don? IRS.
This is all. Motion to approve payroll as submitted.
Second. And this is how do you want to term this? This is to complete the year end.
Yes, that one part. Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then
motion has been made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. No nays there.
Aye was for the favorable.
And in the 2011 Deputy's Law Salary Supplement Fund came through. I'll start it on January 1. Any questions you can tell you about it?
My question is, are you gonna be able to get that in?
I will today.
Are you going to be able to get in the others, if in fact there are others? That
if you get them to me today.
We're working on it.
Today. I got these. These here are something I'll put in. Yeah.
We're putting that money in the employee supplemental line item, right? Right. And we're going to do the supplemental, and we're going to pay that way.
And what I'll do is it's going to be, I'll set it up at each employee that this applies.
Okay.
And we'll do the first of each month, so then I don't have
I have a question for you. And then it looks like Jim's got a question as well. I talked with Rick about this morning. We got the information, and I have that here for what it looks like needs to be signed and that accompanies that. And if I read it right, it's for 6 months, and it's going to be monthly within that 6 months. My question was for you and for Jimmy with the knowledge of what we've got going on at year end. I don't mind the checks coming out at the first of each month after the first one, but it would sure make it a lot simpler on us to give that additional money our second pay period in January to each one of those. I mean, because you've got to input all of this information. Am I wrong? If it's no big deal, then I'm all set.
Last night, the nice thing about it is I can set up where it will just automatically kick up there when I do payroll, and I can deny it or I can accept it. And so once I set it up, the setting up is the biggest deal.
Okay.
And I was going to set up for $100, and I thought, well, if I do it the first of each one.
Well, it's not all 100, but there are many that are.
I'm sorry. Yes. So I'll set it up and whatever's supposed to come out of the check come out that one time, and then the next pay period I would have to deny it. So.
Then what happens, Jim, help me here. Once the county pays that, then
it's a reimbursement. That's one thing that Jim had said, we get the supplement, then we pay that, but it's actually a reimbursement.
Right, so we had to pay it first, and then we get it back.
Right.
Which is where I was headed. There obviously is a form that we fill out, or somebody fills out to.
Yeah, they'll send it in.
And then
he's going
to tell us for sure if it's payroll that does it, or if it's the treasurer, it may be one of us.
Yes.
But she's been involved in this, and hopefully she's going to be helpful in. Excellent.
It's a new deal, so we're having to, the state and everybody's having to get their feet wet with it to get everything ironed out smoothly.
Do you suspect that St. Charles County's getting involved?
I suspect what the Sheriff's Association has told us is to expect after the second disbursement that the lawsuit will probably be filed, and at that time it will. Everything go on hold until the lawsuit is.
They're going to let me know and not do.
Until it's, okay. As soon as they find, they'll contact all of us immediately, and then everything will be quickly stopped.
What we also talked about this morning is, we had set the four deputies up in the employee retention supplement line, but that's not.
You need to not account.
Not a 10 account, so I didn't have any objection to setting it up in a line where it's best suited.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't make that change either. But we need to make that change
either. Oh, look at you.
I don't know what you want me to do.
It's just the same guy.
Probably two more copies. No, I'm thinking if I'm seeing a way.
Anything else? We're all set for this now, Jim. What do you need from me on this exactly? Let's make sure
Don,
do this right.
Do we need that? Was part of the motion, was it not?
Okay, now this
that we just approved the supplemental,
of,
or do we need
approved to award?
Contract on
we don't need to.
Okay.
Later than Friday. The
13th. The way that operates, Jim, and you stood before us here and talked about that. Is that a statewide draw from, that doesn't stay within our county, it's brought back from a statewide draw grant?
Right. What we do is on each civil paper that we serve,
$10.
We $10 fee. Uh-huh. And that is sent into the state treasury. And from that point, it actually becomes a state money for a grant. For us to apply for it. And then they, through their budgetary process, they will allocate so much of it to go back towards this grant, and then everybody applies for it, and then they go through the procedures of figuring out who's going to get it, and they award it then. Now the next one that they do, we will have to apply again here probably, I would assume, March or April. Probably March, I would think. And then it will be for a full year. What they're doing, this first one was for 6 months, and that was to get it onto the state's budgetary cycle.
Do you guys want to go through this? It looks like pretty standard acceptance by us.
This was in our box.
Do
You want us to go ahead and do a motion then? What would you like to do?
The reason I stated that is because it actually, we had this through the MAC meeting. Talked to it about
right.
it. And,
this is administrative.
As far as he said, no, supplemental income.
I think I can sign it.
I think you can sign it. Our motion before
right.
was
right.
to do the
through small counties
the grant
and all. So if we send in $100,000, we might not get back.
That's yeah. all I say.
Right. Yeah, it's administrative.
That's,
so.
Just, you know, that's just part of
it. We've already done the bid voting. Not the bid, the grant voting.
Yeah. Is this how you read this, Jim? I sign down here, and then you sign here? Or do I sign
no, above? You sign right here. And then I sign right here.
No? Contractor project director signature.
Mm-hmm. Authorized official signature that you.
Where do you sign?
I signed right here.
Oh, yours.
That's you?
You can't read my signature.
I thought that said roller roller.
Oh, mercy. I needed that.
So yeah, it's, you know, and that's what a lot of this lawsuit is over. A lot of, you know, ways to send in 500,000.
It's the 29th?
Mm-hmm. Look on the wall, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same as the next place. That's me.
I see the D. I can't even see the page now.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We need to make sure this gets in. We have scheduled BOE.
Yes.
You got a BOE member there.
Yeah, because there's some BOE actions that needed to take place.
Yeah.
So.
Come on up.
Do we recess?
What time are we scheduled
we have to
for?
Recess out of this.
What time we recess for BOE?
We're 9:15 is when we're scheduled.
Okay, we're in there. Recess out of county commission in that way.
Mm-hmm. Let's have county commission stand in recess, and we will convene Board of Equalization.
All righty then.